Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Thanksgiving is next week, and Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples with us today to talk turkey.
Turkeys are native to the Americas, and there's three particular subspecies of turkeys that can be found right here in Texas. First off, we have the eastern turkey, and you'll find that in the Post Oak Savanna and Piningwood regions of East Texas, where I'm actually from, as well as in the Gulf Coast prairies and marshes. There also is the Rio Grande turkey, which can be found roaming throughout the regions in southern, central, and north Texas. Lastly, you'll find Merriam's turkey, but you'll have to look closely as this particular species is only located in a few isolated mountainous spots in West Texas.
Have turkeys always been plentiful here?
Well, in the late 1800s, overhunting had greatly reduced the number of turkeys in the Lone Star State. By the 1920s, increased protections and more game wardens were helping get us back to a healthy turkey population. We've worked hard through restoration efforts to bring the number of wild turkeys in Texas up over the last few years.
So what are some of the health benefits?
Well, turkey is a healthy meat choice, and it's a good source of protein. Turkey is low in fat. It adds really well to the holidays. And I can't talk about turkeys without talking about my father-in-law, who was once turkey hunting and bagged two turkeys with one shot. Now, that's not a tall Texas tale. That's just good shooting, which many Texans are known for. And I'm glad to see the population of turkeys building back where young people can experience the great outdoors and enjoy wild turkeys once again.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.